Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Please join us in our call to worship forever.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. Love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise. Setting sun, his love endures forever, and by the grace of God we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise.
Good morning. Welcome to Blast Sunday. Believe, learn, and seek truth together on this day that God has made. I tried my best to pass out, they're not treats, but pass out a domino to everybody. But if you're coming late, I missed you and whatever. So during the passing of the peace, if you don't have a domino, the bag is right here and you can come up and pick your own. And everybody wants to know what that's for. This is how I get you to listen to the sermon when we're sitting outside. Okay? So welcome to you all. If you go back and look at my notes, I was going to set up boundary cones as to where we wanted you to sit. I didn't put those cones up because I figured it was pointless. But you know what? You sat where you needed to sit. So hopefully you're in a good place that you can hear and see, and we will share in this time together. A couple announcements about the coming week. We are, St. John's is providing the community meal this week, and then after that, other churches and the Archbold schools and some of the service are starting to fill out the calendar, and so St. John's, you're going to get a break unless you're there every week to wash dishes and stuff. But that's starting back up, so that's a good thing. Wednesday, we have a parent meeting at 6:30, probably in the sanctuary, maybe in the chapel. But that is for every parent or grandparent or adult that has a child in Logos, JYF, or SYF. We're trying to get the year started in good communication, and so if at least one adult can be there, that will be wonderful. Wednesday at 7 o'clock is life planning as they kick off their year. That's 7 o'clock. We're not going to be in the chapel because that's where life planning is. See, I think about this as it goes. Thursday is the third Thursday senior luncheon. And next Sunday, we will have the installation at the 10:30 service of Pastor Ryan as our pastor of music and worship. That will follow with a potluck. Everybody, we haven't done a potluck in a while, but a potluck, if you want to come eat, you got to bring something to share, Bill. Okay?
My wife.
But next Sunday, if you come and you forgot to bring something, you can still be there because one of the beauties of a church potluck is we never run out of food. So be aware of that. And next Sunday, the third Sunday in September, is when St. John's always receives the blanket Sunday offering, which goes to Church World Service to be in preparation for any aspect of disaster relief throughout the world. We have a special guest with us today. What microphone is she going to use? Doesn't matter, anyone I grab. Reverend Kelly Lanis is with us from TGRM. Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission, you're going to be front and center, and you're going to share. So thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me. In the first service, I didn't have a microphone, and I said, that's okay, I have a big mouth.
And I didn't say anything.
No, but everybody else was like, no, just tell them you speak loudly. I'm like, no, I have a big mouth. It's okay. thank you for having me today. I want to say thanks to Dan Light. He actually comes down and is coming down today, actually, to serve in our chapel service at the men's shelter. So for those of you who don't know a lot about Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission, we have for 67 years been ministering to homeless men, women, and children in downtown Toledo, Northwest Ohio. We have a men's shelter that takes care of men who are homeless and hurting, have PTSD, addiction, things of that nature. But what a lot of folks don't know a lot about is our Rebecca's Haven, which is a single mother with their small children's home. It started out as a 7-room shelter. We've recently grown into a 21-room shelter where a mom can stay as long as needed with her children until she gets back on her feet. Currently, we are at 67% capacity in that shelter. We, on average, have 2 to 3 intakes a day, and I can tell you that just this weekend, we've had a drop-off each night of a domestic violence mom. We don't speak about it much in this society, but children and moms are actually the fastest growing homelessness demographic. And so one of the things that we strive to do is create stability and institute purpose into the lives of these moms and children who've been told that they're basically not worth anyone's time and effort. That's something that we deal with a lot down at the mission, is talking about purpose and talking about value. Christ places a high value on every single person, whether it's us sitting out here today at a church service or someone who's struggling with addiction laying on the side of the road. Christ died for each and every one of us. In the book of Romans, it talks about how all, and that includes me, all have failed and fallen short of the glory of God. But the beauty of that is that when Christ died on the cross, he showed us just how valuable we really are. And it is interesting that above your door it says that he came to give us life more abundant. That doesn't speak about finances. Life and life more abundant speaks to purpose. Life and life more abundant speaks to wholeness. And Christ has a call for each one of us and on each of our lives, even in those we serve. And so I just wanted to take the time today to say thank you to those of you who give and who come down and who contribute financially and who pray for us regularly at Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission and Rebecca's Haven, because it's with your help that we're able to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And we need more folks to come alongside and help, whether it be to bring down a meal, whether it be to come and teach in the chapel like Dan's going to do this afternoon, whether it's to donate. And we brought the van today, your gently used clothing or blankets or household items, so that when these moms graduate or when gentlemen graduate from the Rebecca's Haven program, we can actually help them set up their homes. These are just simple ways that you can get involved and make a deep impact in the lives of those we serve. So I just wanted to take a moment and thank you for that and let you know that there are lots of ways to get involved. October is our coat and blanket day. We give away new or gently used coats and blankets to the community. I believe it's on October 22nd. I'm very bad with dates. That's one thing they correct me about all the time. October 22nd is our coat and blanket day. We also have our ham and turkey drive coming up for the holiday months, and we're asking folks to donate either a ham or turkey so that we can feed those in need over the holidays, or $5 towards a meal for those we serve through the holiday. As of right now, we've served about 60,000 meals this year. We anticipate, we normally serve about 95,000 meals a year, but we anticipate by this year's end, we'll have served over 100,000 meals to hungry people in Toledo. And so your contributions make a huge impact and a huge difference in the lives of those in need. And so I just wanted to take a moment today and say thank you and welcome you to come out and find out more about it. We do have a van here again. If you've brought items today, Dan has said that he has let you know to do so, and we will collect them after service. And if you'd like to know more about Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission, we have our website, tgrm.org, or please talk to me afterwards. I'll be at the van. Thank you.
Old Testament prophecy in Isaiah 40, verse 3, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. And New Testament prophecy yet to come, Revelation 1, 7, look, he is coming with the clouds and every eye will see him. Our opening song is Days of Elijah. I ask you to stand if you are able. And there are words starting on page 9 for the rest of the service for our songs.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sword, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as white in the world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. 'Tis a year of Jubilee, and and out of Zion till salvation comes. There is no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion till salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion till salvation comes.
Please join me in the responsive reading taken from Psalms 119 as printed in your bulletin. The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words.
I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise.
When I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies.
I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments.
I am a companion of all who fear you, of those who keep your precepts.
The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes.
Let's pray. Gracious God, we gather today to worship you and to receive your leading in our lives. Bless this gathering that we might bring glory and glory to you alone. Amen.
I didn't phrase it like this at the first service, because David Stuckey is here, I'm going to phrase it this way. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. And the greatest of these is reading. God's people have a great tradition of reading and listening to God's word. 2 Kings tells us that Josiah read to God's people from the temple, great and small. Ezra read to the people from morning to midday to all those who could understand. Paul urges those in each congregation, the Thessalonians, the Colossians, read and listen to God's word. God's word entered my life and I read it for the first time in 8th grade, read it from cover to cover, one book a day. Haven't been the same since, haven't been normal since. God speaks through his words. So we read the words. We listen to his words. And now we continue with our responsive song, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
I invite you to pass the peace of Christ with one another, and remember to get a domino if you don't have one yet.
Okay. I'm going to ask, am I on? I'm going to ask that the children come down, please, and you get to sit on this nice green carpeting. Children. Is this better? Now that you've all, you're okay there. You're fine.
You've got to be close to that, just like you're close to your husband at all times.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's right. Okay, am I on? Good morning. Our scripture today comes from Hebrews 10, but I'm only going to talk about a little phrase that's in verse 25 that says, encourage one another. Encourage. And we can encourage in a lot of different ways. But I have some questions for you first. How many of you kids have ever been to a football game? Raise your hand. Have been to a football game? Ooh, a lot. How many have ever been to a basketball game? I don't want to leave the volleyball out. How many have been to a volleyball game? How about have you ever been to a soccer match? Woo! You've been to a lot of sporting things. You know, it's fun to go to sporting events because they're exciting. They're exciting. And we get to cheer our team on. Now, I like to pretend. So we're going to pretend this morning. We are going to pretend we are at a football game. And the players are out on the field. And they are working so hard. They're running, they're passing, they're blocking, they're doing all the things they should. But guess what? The score is tied. We need to cheer for our team. We need to encourage them. So we are going to say, when I tell you, we're number one. And maybe that'll make them work even harder. So are you ready? Here we go. We're number one. Oh, we can do a louder than that. Let's do it again. We're number one. Very good. But guess what? See all those people sitting out there? They came to cheer for the other team. They want us to lose. They want to win. They heard us cheering. They're not going to be outdone. So now they're going to say, we're number one. My. Okay. They're pretty good. Okay. What we're going to do, we're going to have a little cheering contest here. Kids, we're going to say, and when I tell you, we're number one, they're going to say, we're number one. We're going to say, we're number one. They're going to say, we're number one. We're going to see who encourages our team. Are you ready, kids? Here we go. Go. We're number one.
We're number one.
Well, I don't know who's going to win this game, but somebody's going to. You know what? Everybody wants to be the number one team, but guess what? Only one person can be at that number one spot. The good news is that we are all on a number one team, and we have our coach, Jesus. Jesus is our coach for our team, and we have the best rule book ever. It's called the Bible. And Jesus probably wouldn't want us to say we're number one. He would probably want us to say we are one. We are one means that we all believe in Jesus. We all believe that Jesus died for us. We all believe the words in the Bible are true. And we all believe that we need to love our neighbors and encourage them. We are on the same team. We are on Jesus' team, the best team of all. What I want you to do is I want you to carefully put your arms straight out. It's kind of the shape of a cross. This reminds us of the cross that Jesus died for us on. Now, very, very slowly, I want you to bring your arms in till it forms a circle. Like that. What happened when Jesus died, like this. What happened when Jesus died is he brought us all together so we would all be one on the same team. And what that means is we have to do his work. We have to go out and love each other. We have to go out and encourage each other because we are on the same team. Okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for dying on that cross for us. Thank you for including us in your team, the best team of all. Let us all be a blessing and encourage those around us. Amen.
We're going to hear his gospel reading today, read between Eric, Linda, and myself, with music in the background. And as the reading comes to a close, we'll move right into our next song together.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying,
"This man receives sinners and eats with them?"
So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing.
And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them,
"Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost."
Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance.
Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and diligently seek until she finds it?
And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying,
"Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost."
Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the gospel of the Lord.
There are many verses in the Bible about light. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And if we keep our focus on God, he will see us through. Look to our lighthouse, which is God.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence you won't let go. In the questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. I won't fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and see. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you, oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. lead us through the storms. Fire before us, you're the brightest. You will lead us through the storms. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you, oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore.
As we come into our time of prayer this morning, anybody bring an umbrella? Anybody bring an umbrella? Uh-oh. How many of you have on raincoats? You're smart people. But it's also an object of faith. You came knowing that we were just going to be able to worship outdoors. So thank you for that. Let's pray. Lord God, in midst of your creation, we thank you for gathering us together. We thank you for this Sunday. We thank you for Blast Sunday. We thank you for the annual chicken barbecue. Lord, we thank you for the ways that you have enriched our lives. You have enriched our lives through your Son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our salvation. Lord, you have enriched our lives through the guidance of your Holy Spirit, the wisdom and the counsel to guide us through the decisions, the obstacles, the goodness of life. You have enriched our lives through the people that you have placed in our lives, family and friends. Even sometimes complete strangers who have encouraged us along the way. And Lord, as we think about how you enriched our lives, Lord, we pray that we would accept the challenge, that we would enrich the lives of others. Lord, as we think a little bit about dominoes and the domino effect this morning, we are thankful for those individuals, whoever that might have been, whoever they might have been, that brought us to know you. We thank you for them, but we also pray for ourselves that we would continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Whether that's through a sermon, teaching a Sunday school lesson, guiding a Bible study, whether that's through a conversation, whether that's through a prayer, whether that's through a kind act, whether that's inviting someone, whether that's helping someone. Lord, we pray that as we accept the call, as we accept the call to live out our faith in Christ, Lord, we pray that you would empower us and we would be looking around for ways that we can encourage, ways that we can unite, ways that we can be one in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you for this time and we pray your blessing upon this day. Lord, if it's your will that it not rain and we are able to enjoy, blessings. For those children that are here that are waiting to get into those inflatables, we thank you for your presence and we pray your blessing upon the time that they will enjoy. Lord, we pray that you would continue to walk with us. We pray that we would be of people of faith, whether we are starting that journey or whether we've been living it for 90 years. We pray that through your power, through your hope, through your presence and encouragement, we would continue to walk in your will. Lord, through Jesus, we have learned how to pray. And hear us now as we join our voices in one, as we pray together the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.